we lose the connection with what we do. And it increases in degree. When the body is not so much aligned, it's not so much a problem. When you don't sit, for instance, properly, it's not so much a problem. When the mind is not there with the japa, which is often the case in mindless japa, it's a little bit, oh no, it's not a little, it is significantly more severe, the problem. However, when the heart is not engaged, it's difficult to call the practice japa, and that's why we have so much of a difficulty. So in this first guided japa session, we will learn to progressively engage body, mind and heart in the service. However, I request that we have some oxygen. This is also very important. Perhaps we can open these two big doors, and then, of course, even further, the entry doors to the temple. No? Yes, I see some of you are doing it. Not just these two doors, but the doors which lead to the peacocks. Hare Krishna. So, let's start with the body. Sit straight, please, in an upright listening position. In order to increase the volume of the breathing capacity, let's increase the volume of the air by just, watch me please, bringing our shoulders to the ears a little bit or upwards and then rolling them down. This will open your chest. You will, if someone would take a photo, you would look like Arnold Schwarzenegger now or whatever is his name. If he's still alive, I also don't know. So now you can breathe properly. And then you will, as you stay in an upright japa position, you will be able to access deeper levels of concentration. But we will, we need to go much deeper than the physical. What you do is you take care that you pronounce the holy name nicely. He is dancing or present on your tongue. And you listen attentively. Listen to yourself chanting attentively. This means that some of us are in a habit to chant very loud. When I see, and that means everyone else listens to you annoyedly. No, when I see you doing this, I will come in my most gentle appearance and remind you to lower down the volume of your voice and so on. The listening needs to be done to yourself. No? This is very rarely done in our life, to listen to ourselves, but we will do so. Yes, and I will remind you throughout the course of the japa of some helpful tips. For now, let us please chant the Panchatattva Maha Mantra and then immediately go to the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Sit straight and listen to yourself, chant sincerely. That's the idea. All together now. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Go Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
7:30 is Guru Puja.
Please try your best. Continue to chant, please. Please try your best. Sitting position, please continue to chant. And make sure that you listen to your own sound of chanting japa. The holy name is on your tongue. It goes into your ears. And from there it travels, preferably to the heart. Try your best. Thank you very much. In bhakti, you have two forms of bhakti. They belong together, just like the two halves of a chickpea belong together and make the complete chickpea. The first is cheshta rupa bhakti. This means an effort which you make, an effort with your body, your hands, your legs, your everything. And the second half, which is very important, otherwise you only have not a complete form of bhakti, just like a chickpea that is separated from the other half is not so nourishing, it looks awkward. The second half is bhava rupa bhakti. You have to enter into that devotional mood. Now, this is not something, a moment that comes so easily. You can't tell yourself what mood you should be in. You know, when you're a little moody, you can't say moody mind, moody out now, moody away. It doesn't go like that. So we have to go through the mind to our moods, which are a heart affair. Enchanting, my dear devotee, is absolutely required that you have your mind present. Where I live in a little ashram called the Gaurabhavan, and let us say 10 minutes away from this is a little village train station. It's so cute. You will never ever see such a thing in America. You know, with old houses and dreamy villages and so on. But once in a while comes a train, and this is important for my guests because my guests are very often international travelers and they need to get the train which brings them back to the Berlin Brandenburg Airport, from which they can fly to various destinations. When you come to the train station and go to your platform, there are only two platforms, and the train comes, then it's very important, my dear devotees, that you take I think 2 minutes they stay only. And you make sure you enter the train. Because if you don't enter the train and the train leaves without you, then you will not go to the ultimate destination. So in japa, this is my point, you need to enter the flow of the holy name. Those who were present yesterday remember the river of chanting, which comes through the head waters. It starts, then it goes to the mid waters, the deep flow waters, and the delta. No, so in your chanting, you need to enter the river so as to be carried. Yes, sound carries your attention. I was for a moment diverted. There was a Mataji who was singing like a colibri, her holy name. Colibri is a little exotic bird with beautiful sound. That sound is very nice. It's very good. But when you do japa, you want to do something else than you do in kirtan. You want to enter a stream, not of melodies. You want to enter a stream of names that will bring you very far in your spiritual life, that will carry you, just like my attention was momentarily arrested by the colibri-like chanting of our devotee. Do you have colibris in America? They're small little birds. What do you have in America?
Sparrows.
No, sparrows. Do you have nicer birds? But anyways, the idea is sound can arrest our mind and carry it. So you, the mind needs to enter the stream of the holy names, and it carries you. If you are so kind to look around it up, you have a picture. Do you see the picture with Krishna and his cowherd boyfriends? Yes. There is a river in the background. It's the Jamuna. And Srila Prabhupada has written a song where he said, "When will I freulich?" Is my English correct? Freulich?
Yes.
Oh, good, good, good. You must... No, I'm catching words from what is it called? The archive? Not so mystical. What do you have in computer science? There is this
database.
Somewhere you download words. So I knew how to speak English perhaps in my past life. So I have to get to the words, and sometimes it's awkward, but it might catch your attention because it's unusual. Anyways, so enter the flow of chanting, and the flow can bring you anywhere, my dear devotees. Those who are interested in the function of the mind called smaranam, which can be translated as remembrance, but also it is directed thought, it can be meditation. They have found out that once they enter the stream of the holy name and stay with it, it brings them to amazing images of the spiritual world. This will happen, but you have to be able to stay first in the headwaters. Headwaters is frisky, it's cold. Cold, what is a better word? Frigid, freezing. But if you stay, it will soon become midstream and deep flow and will enter the delta of the spiritual world. But you just have to learn to stay with it. So on our second installment, what we will do now is, my dear devotees, try to enter the sound. We will make an experiment now. I will make a sound for you, a known sound, and try to just be with the sound of what you hear in a moment. Are you with me?
Yes.
Wonderful. So you will get a... Just relax now into the sound. Notice now the change of sound. Do you notice this change? So this has not much power. This is an old ragini. But the holy name we have heard yesterday has so much power. If you are able to enter the sound, the flow of the sound, as if you would enter a river like the Jamuna or the Ganga, my dear devotees, much more than a train can ever hope to do, this sound will carry you. Just stay in the sound, pronounce the sound first nicely, then listen to the sound and bring the mind always back to the sound. This will be very, very, very efficient. Just we will try now. Let me go. Yes, we will chant the Panchatattva mantra slowly and carefully. And please, all of you, stay with your own sound. Just let it carry you. You will see some miracle happening. Everyone, please. One, two, three. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Go Bhaktavinda. And all of us on their own now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. River chanting. Rama Rama Hari 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 Krishna Hari Krishna. Best. The mind might wander here and there, or more frequently, or more, it's more commonly, it might just switch off. But try to enter this image, the flow of the holy name. The Chaitanya Charitamrita speaks of a flow of the holy name that initiate the waves of love of God. We will hear the shloka later. But for now, just enter it. Be present. And be relaxed, happy. Try your best. Simply try your best. The rest will be done by Krishna. Fear, please continue. The exercise here is very simple. We bring the mind, theoretically it's very simple, we bring the mind wherever it wanders back into the flow of the holy names. Now, the steady, constant, rippling flow that goes through that is initiated as you chant the holy names. Try your best. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna. So, my dear devotees, really, I am amazed by your focus and how you apply yourself to the chanting. Do you see it's helpful when we are in a group together? No? Tomorrow we might be even more tied up. I thought to pick on to take a suggestion of our Achyuta that we do it in the Yagya Shala. It's beautiful, or Yoga Shala it's called. It's beautiful when the sun rises and there's you're almost in a nest on the mountain. Maybe I can ask Prahlad Nrisimha to now close the door, because I see some of you are not dressed so warm, and we have enough air now for the remainder. Remember, my dear devotees, we take care of our physical posture. We take care that our mind is again and again returning. But this is still quite mechanical. It has to be done. It's the exercise which you do while you're still in the headwaters, the beginning of the nectarian flow of the holy name. What is most important, and we will hear about this in the lecture and later in the workshop, is to engage our devotional heart, that there is some devotional expression or devotion in it. So that is done in the ancient traditions by doing something that for now is a little, it will sound new and you might have to exercise with it a little, to draw the mind into the heart. We will learn it in the workshop, but for now it means to be present in the heart. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives this very strong reminder. He says, when chanting, we should keep the vibration of the holy name in the heart. Well, what does this mean? It means that you access something in you that is not activated since a long time. It's something like a dusty, precious artifact which is there, but you don't use it, and therefore it accumulates dust and layers and layers. It's that gift of God into our lives that we could call, just in contemporary language, the spirit. That means a feeling of dependence on Krishna, or a feeling of longing for the Lord, or that silent little voice that is almost buried like a victim of an earthquake who is now covered by debris. You need to learn to access this, and we will learn how to do it. This is not the time, but for now, just chant with a devotional feeling of gratitude, of feeling in the presence of the Lord's holy name. You're already very close to the Lord, and perhaps pray even, that my Lord, I'm often so distracted and my feelings are totally, you know, sprayed out. Do we say in English, sprayed out?
Sprayed.
Sprayed, yeah, this. Spread out. They are spread out. That's a simple, more simple English. All over but I also know what is love. I also know what is gratitude. And please help me to chant from this place. No? So now comes the chanting, which is a little bit which is far away from the headwaters. It is now the deep flow, which hopefully enters the delta. We only can practice doing this now. Try your best, and it will become very clear in the workshop. It's already an appetizer. Hare Krishna. So again, the Panchatattva mantra together, and then try to just bring your attention towards the heart area. No? Yesterday you saw one of the symbols that was heart. It was a little kitschy, I know. we all know what the heart is. Good. Let's start now. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Radha Vilasa Vishwaroopa Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna Simply try your best. Perhaps chant in a mood of gratitude. Perhaps visualize your favorite deity and chant in the presence of that deity. Just try to bring some devotional bhakti related feeling, and that might open the chamber of the heart where this artifact is, that spirit of love, devotion. Try your best. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.